It's been a year since the last public violation of my body. This time was a little longer than the other times. I wasn't aware of what was happening. My mind was somewhere else while my body was on display, gazed upon, walked over, taken. I had known some of the abusers, but this one was unknown, at least for a moment, until my memory recalled. This one sought out my body deliberately to emphasize a point of power and privilege. This one knew me and without hesitation misused my trust. As I stared at myself as they stole my body, I thought, I have to steal myself back. Yet how do I do that when the hurt has already harmed? The hurt has already satisfied them. Who are you? Who are you? Who do you see when you gaze upon me? Those words you thought to yourself, are they your words? Or are they a construction you have decided to continue to normalize to make yourself comfortable, to make yourself powerful? Was one of those words you used to describe me human? What does equality look like? How about justice? As I looked at myself standing outside of myself, I wondered, what will you do to escape? I think about Asata, Nina, Josephine, Tina, Billy, Sandra, Brianna. I think about a little girl whom imagines beauty as she steps on broken glass, endures insults and vulgarities, and becomes invisible in a sea of white waves crashing against her with force that increases upon each blow. How will you escape? I ask the little girl, but she seems to not hear me. She's focused so much on imagining joy that she forgets how to be present. She forgets how to retain reality. She misplaces herself. Who is Black woman? What do you expect from a Black woman? Do you respect Black woman? My body doesn't define me. My mind doesn't either. My spirit is me. My purpose is me. My existence is omnipresent. According to the Akasha, the past, present, and future are occurring simultaneously, balancing all of the happenings at once, balancing the universe, the galaxy, the world, the humanity, all at once. Being tired is not an option if you've decided to exist, yet rest calls upon you. How do you rest? How do I rest? Sirens awaken me, screams cradle me. Here I am, emanating light as physicality tries to consume me.